In this video, we'll discuss Pemex's poor performance and what the prospects look like for reforming the company. Perhaps the most obvious sign that Pemex is in trouble is the fact that it's been losing billions of dollars in the last several years. For the reasons we discussed in the previous video, Pemex has high costs, much more so than other national oil companies. And this is exacerbated by the generous pensions it pays and the overstaffing that occurs thanks to union demands. The government, focused mostly on short-term revenue, has not allowed Pemex to retain its earnings for much new investment, and spending on capitals financed by debt instead. Another sign of poor performance is the fact that oil production is falling in Mexico. For a number of reasons, Pemex has focused on extracting as much oil from existing fields rather than investing large sums in finding new ones. Plus, to be able to extract oil from these new fields is going to require the type of expertise that Pemex lacks. Given that the company has failed to invest much in human capital, it's hard to see that they'll be able to reach the needed level of expertise very quickly on their own. For instance, one of the new fields, called Chicontepec, is seen at times as a possible answer to all of Pemex's problems. However, a recent analysis argues that it is, quote, far from certain this field will ever become productive. The field is so geologically complex that it would take significant capital, technology, and human expertise, which Pemex lacks, to bring up any oil from the ground. And the same is true for the large amount of reserves that almost certainly are in the Gulf of Mexico. Pemex would be well served by fiscal reform that meant the government was, one, less dependent on short-term revenues, and two, less dependent on revenues from Pemex. There also needs to be an effort to increase technical expertise and human capital in general in the company, better management and the creation of a good strategy for the future, better and less conflictive oversight, and less, but perhaps more effective, regulation. The possible privatization of Pemex is one of the most politically sensitive topics in Mexico. Its nationalization was considered a historic achievement, and its anniversary is still a major national holiday. Almost all lawmakers agree that they don't want to privatize Pemex, or if they do want to privatize it, they at least concede that it's probably politically impossible to do so. But there is much less agreement on what should be done. So instead of privatization, any reform to Pemex will certainly address management issues over ownership ones. Currently, President Peña Nieto has made it a goal to reform Pemex. But other presidents have tried and failed, or tried and only managed to pass watered-down versions of their goals. As of March 2013, the government has proposed allowing for joint ventures and more investment for Pemex. That is, Pemex won't be privatized, but the government will allow more private sector participation in the energy sector. It is yet to pass the legislature, though, so time will tell whether this new initiative will be successful.